With SRN News, I'm John Scott. American and Ukrainian officials will meet again on Thursday in hopes of ending the war. Greg Clunkston has the report.
As the war enters its fifth year, a Ukrainian delegation is set to hold talks with U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The meeting precedes another round of trilateral talks with Russia sometime next week. A U.S. push for peace has already brought Russia and Ukraine to the table this year, but the talks have produced no breakthroughs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal agents in Los Angeles are searching the home and office of Alberto Cavallo, the head of the nation's second-largest school district.
TV news footage showed agents in FBI shirts and jackets outside Carvalho's modest home in the San Pedro neighborhood. A person familiar with the probe says it's part of an ongoing investigation. At the beginning of the school year, Carvalho told CBS News it was clear that amid federal immigration crackdowns, there was a lot of fear in families that he described as having fragile immigration status. He said the district was working with a number of cities to develop and implement a set of rapid awareness and communication protocols and doing what they could to lessen fear among parents. The nature of the investigation was not immediately clear. I'm Jennifer King.
Prosecutors say a grand jury has rejected indictments over the fatal shooting last year of a U.S. citizen by a federal immigration agent during a traffic encounter in Texas. The Cameron County DA's office said they were presented the case to a grand jury and that jurors did not bring charges. The shooting happened on March 15th on South Padre Island. Officials say Ruben Ray Martinez drove toward officers managing traffic near a crash. DHS claims Martinez ran over an agent and another agent fired to protect people. One passenger, Joshua Order, had disputed that account. This is SRN News. The Department of Defense fires a teacher.
Fort Bragg in North Carolina has several schools, including Mildred B. Poole Elementary. A substitute teacher who used to work there has been fired after pronouncing himself a, quote, transgender wolf and wearing a tail and a collar in class. Parents complained, and some children at the elementary school said they were afraid of the teacher. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the man has been banned from the base. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and other religious minorities in Sudan may be the victims of genocide. And the conclusion of a report by a United Nations fact-finding team that has just returned from the African nation, it concludes that the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group battling for control of Sudan, has carried out a coordinated campaign of destruction against non-Arab communities in and around El Fasher, the hallmarks of which point to genocide. This is SRN News. As we hear in this BBC report, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is threatening the Anthropic company with the loss of a lucrative Pentagon contract. That's if it denies the military broader access to its artificial intelligence technology.
Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei believes the more capable and autonomous AI becomes, the greater the potential for its misuse. He's repeatedly called for its regulation, and the company's focus has been on developing systems that won't cause harm. Anthropic was awarded a $200 million national security contract last July, but tensions have arisen over its refusal to lift restrictions, preventing its technology from being used to carry out domestic surveillance or to target weapons on the battlefield.
The BBC's David Willis reporting. More details at srnnews.com.